Now, Carol's Irish Gifts has launched Falta, an initiative that gives small businesses the opportunity to become part of the team and have their products stocked in Carol stores nationwide and online. Here to tell us a bit more about this initiative is Derek Liddy, who's Head of Marketing and E-Commerce with Carol's. Derek, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you, Amber. Thanks for the opportunity. Delighted to join you.
So I suppose, first of all, will you tell us about the Falta initiative?
Yeah, great. So I suppose the background behind it, to first talk about where Carol's Irish Gifts is right now, the business is really growing, both online and in terms of our physical presence on the island of Ireland. So we have 19 stores covering Dublin, Belfast, Cork, Galway and Kilkenny. And in fact, we'll be opening extra ones this year, bringing the total to 21. But a key pillar behind our growth or our performance is the quality of the Irish products that we stock, and the fact that we make buying an Irish gift something that doesn't have to cost more. And an important driver of our growth has been that, and also the quality and the range of our products, which is really underpinned by our focus on working closely with small Irish businesses and giving them a platform from which to promote their brand. So our buying team came up with the idea for Falta. It's an initiative which really is putting a more structured process in place for doing something that we've been doing for quite some time. It's aimed to ensure we speak to as many talented Irish suppliers as possible, and importantly, it kind of gives everyone an equal opportunity to become part of the Carol's team of suppliers and have their products stocked in Carol's Irish Gifts internationally online and also in our 19 physical stores nationwide.
And Derek, I was doing just a quick search of Carol's Irish Gifts earlier before you came on with me, and I spotted 2/3 of products carried by Carol's Irish Gifts are sourced from Irish suppliers. That's fantastic to see.
It is, yeah. It's something we're really proud of and something that we really want to build on. And we really see that as like a key pillar behind our, you know, the growth that we've had over the last 40 years and I guess the 40 years to come.
Absolutely. And you mentioned, I suppose, the smaller Irish businesses, they might not always have the opportunity, I suppose, to be stocked in such a prestigious store like yourselves. So it's a great support really for those smaller businesses, Derek.
Yeah, it is. You know, our business is founded on our long-term partnerships with numerous small Irish businesses, many of which have been with us right from the start. And they come from all over Ireland. So examples would be Beautiful Irish Candles from Herb Dublin, or Handcrafted Irish Soap from Palm Free, based in County Clare. And you mentioned 75% of the products are sourced from Irish suppliers. And we really see that as a kind of a win-win situation. So the small suppliers who we work with get to showcase and sell their products through our stores and I guess worldwide through our online stores. And then the customers get to access unique quality Irish products, but at excellent price points. So, it's a fantastic initiative.
It certainly is. And Derek, the application process is now open. So can you tell us, I suppose, a bit about that, maybe how people can get involved if they feel that they might be suited to this Falta initiative?
Yeah, sure. So during April, the current month, we're encouraging small Irish businesses to apply for the programme via our website, carolsirishgifts.com. And then once you apply, candidates will then meet with the Carol's Irish Gifts buying team and share their journey of their business so far and where they want to go. So just go to our website, complete the simple application form, and we'll be back in touch with whoever applies in just a couple of days. The next steps then, applications will close on the 1st of May. Successful businesses then meet us in a process that is genuinely designed to be kind of friendly and collaborative before we will arrive at a final decision later in the summer. But our aim would be to have the winners' products in our stores and online in time for the busy quarter four period later this year.
And Derek, just in terms of criteria, like, are there any specific criteria that businesses have to meet to take part, or do they just simply have to be Irish suppliers of some sort?
Yeah, I think that's the main criteria is an Irish supplier. We're looking for company. You know, we want to talk to as many companies who are interested. So we'd like everybody who has an interest to apply. But we're looking for companies that have a unique product, unique ideas, founders or company owners that have passion, energy, and a vision. I suppose it's called the Fulcher Initiative. It is a competition, and the winner of the competition will receive a comprehensive support package that includes stocking the products in our stores and online, online promotion of their brand with a value up to €20,000, and also a business mentoring program covering a range of areas, right across marketing, finance, operations, product strategy, and indeed a session with our trademark attorney partner, Tompkins. But while there is only one winner, our hope here in Carroll's is that we will build working relationships with many Irish businesses who we come into contact with via this Fulcher Initiative.
It's a fantastic prize package and like huge exposure really for businesses. And I suppose I know we did touch on the smaller Irish businesses earlier that they mightn't have maybe the funding behind them to kind of, you know, do a massive ad campaign or something. So hugely, hugely worthwhile submitting that application because you'd never know the exposure you could get because you could be named as the winner.
Absolutely. And again, while, you know, there is a great support package there for that winner, you know, our hope is that, you know, we can stock other applicants, you know, who may not actually... There can be multiple companies that end up working with us.
That would be fantastic. And Derek, I suppose during the pandemic, we really saw the people rallied and they supported local businesses hugely. Is that something that's still happening now? Do you think the need to support local and to look maybe for Irish products or produce, no matter what you're looking for, is that something that's kind of remained after the pandemic?
I think so. You know, we would like to see more of that. And again, I kind of mentioned... There was some research that we did last year where it showed that people based in Ireland had a feeling that it cost more at times to buy kind of quality Irish products. And that's something that we want to firmly counteract and say you can buy Irish, get great quality, get unique products at a really competitive, excellent price point. So I think it's something that we really want to drive because we know it's possible. Has it changed since the pandemic? I think it has. I think there's probably been an easing off in terms of the narrative and the focus on that. And I think it's important for us all in Ireland to continue to be thinking local and buying and supporting local.
It certainly is. And we have some fantastic local businesses here in Kerry and they really adapted during the pandemic. So it is very important to support them. And I suppose with that in mind, how has business been going for yourselves in recent weeks?
Things are going really well. Like I mentioned, you know, we're growing our store network this year. We plan on doing the same next year. We can see that there is a migration back to stores. So obviously with the pandemic, thankfully, having subsided to a great degree, we do see the store business, the physical store business, very much returning and you know, being stronger than ever. What we're seeing is online, which grew hugely during the pandemic, while people go back to the stores and you can kind of see that the traffic patterns changing as people kind of go back. Online has, you know, has increased to a level that it won't go back to kind of pre-pandemic levels again. I think online is firmly on people's radar. It offers kind of convenience and a shopping experience that a lot of people have grown to like. And so I think for us, it's definitely kind of a win-win. The stores are back, busier than ever, but we're also still enjoying the bump that online, the pandemic gave online, albeit not to the same degree as in the middle of the pandemic.
It's great to hear that people are returning back to stores because I know that was a huge worry at the time. But that kind of hybrid business model that you touched on there in terms of having the physical store but also having the online presence, that's kind of where businesses need to be at now, isn't it, Derek?
It is. I think it's really important that choice is there. And the fact that we are both an online business and physical stores, it gives reassurance and convenience with regard to, you know, even things like kind of click and collect, or people can go and they can browse in a store and then they can, we pride ourselves on the huge range that we offer online. So it just means that people can, you know, either browse online and come in and buy, or vice versa, or they can buy online and collect in store. So I think that experience is something that people have come to expect, and we're certainly delighted to offer.
And just before I let you go, Derek, will you just remind people that are listening again, just if they're interested in taking part in the FALTA initiative, just how they can go about submitting an application form?
Indeed. So the deadline is the 1st of May. So just go on to carolsirishgifts.com. You'll find a very straightforward application form. You can download that, fill it in by hand, and just email it a completed copy, or you can fill out a form online, and we'll be back within a couple of days of that application to talk about next steps.
That's great, Derek. It's been great talking to you. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Millie and Amber. I really enjoyed talking to you.